Please welcome to the show, Miss Valerie Jarrett.
Welcome, welcome.
How you doing, Miss Jarrett?
I'm feeling pretty good this morning. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good myself today, to be honest with you. Let's recap last night's debate with President Obama and Governor Romney. What are your thoughts on the debate, and how did the president perform this time around?
Well, I thought he performed outstandingly. He gave him an opportunity to answer questions that were coming directly from undecided voters that really highlighted the stark difference, Steve, between the president, what he's accomplished, and the direction he's taking our country, and that of his opponent. And I think, frankly, Governor Romney didn't stand up to the pressure, and when the president challenged him, he had to retreat. And it really revealed for everybody how you just can't get up there and say whatever you want to say. You really do have to be factually accurate. And when the moderator says, wait a minute, you know, Governor Romney, the president's right, then you really have to check yourself. And I think the president was clearly enjoying himself. He loved the interaction with the audience, and he had a really great night.
Yeah, I felt the exact same way. I love the demeanor. Matter of fact, I like the town hall platform. I thought that was great. Now, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, to me and a lot of people, they have yet to lay out any plans to move America forward. And it doesn't seem like they will do anything to help strengthen the middle class. I mean, I'm listening. I keep looking for these answers. What's the president planning to do to continue to strengthen the middle class and put Americans back to work?
Well, Steve, as you know, the president believes that the way our economy will rebuild after coming out of this worst economic crisis of our lifetime is to rebuild and strengthen the middle class from the inside out, and also, importantly, to provide those ladders of opportunity to people who want to work hard and get into the middle class. And that means investing in education. It means creating jobs through infrastructure, rebuilding our country so that our businesses can compete in this global marketplace. It means making sure that college is affordable. And, you know, the president and the first lady, they just finished paying back their student loans 8 years ago, and only because he wrote a bestseller book. And so it is near and dear to their hearts how important it is for our young people to afford to go to college, which is why he's doubled our Pell Grants. It's why he cut the banks out as the middleman to our student loan program to allow us to put more money into the hands of millions of young people who want to go to college. We also have to make sure that our community college system is good and that it's training people for the jobs of the future and not the jobs of yesterday. So the president's plan is very, very specific. We also have to tighten our belt, bring down our deficit, but we're not going to do that on the backs of senior citizens and disabled people and the poor. And that's exactly what Romney and Ryan intend to do.
Yeah, I've been paying close attention to this. And, you know, we're very close right now. Look, you know, we're 19 days from Election Day. The polls are saying that that it's going to be close. And enthusiasm is seeming like it isn't what it was in 2008. They even had this guy stand up and put that in the form of a question. And he just happened to be African-American that they chose. His question, talking about he wasn't as enthused as he was in 2008. What do you think about the energy, enthusiasm of the president's supporters? What's your take on this?
Well, you know what? We are in a different place now than we were back in 2008. 2008 was kind of lightning in a bottle. He was a candidate. He was new. And we also had not been through this horrible economic crisis that was brought on by the policies that were put in place by President Bush that caused us to lose 4 million jobs in the last 6 months of his administration. And what the president has been doing with the help of a lot of people who are out there working hard is to rebuild our economy step by step. We didn't get into this mess, Steve, overnight, and we're not going to get out of it overnight. And so for the gentleman to say he's had a rough time, there are lots of Americans around our country who have really been struggling. And that's why the stakes are so high, because what Governor Romney is proposing are the very same policies and practices that led to that crisis to begin with. And what the president has determined is we are a persistent and resilient people, and we have to keep moving forward. And what Governor Romney wants to do is just turn us right back, get rid of Dodd-Frank and the rules of the road that will keep the banks from doing what they did to everybody before. He wants to provide these tax cuts to the disproportionately benefit the very wealthy. He has not articulated a single plan that's going to move our middle class forward. And as the president said last night, it's sketchy. And you know what? The American people deserve better than that. They don't deserve some sketchy idea where you say after the election you're going to work with Congress. Put your plan on the table today. And he doesn't have one for the middle class.
Right. I want to ask you this question, too, because this is what I heard last night. When he said he wanted to decrease the tax rates for everybody across the board, but that the wealthy would continue to pay 60%. Well, that's really not going to work, is it? Because
it doesn't
make any sense. How do you reduce everybody? Go ahead.
You can't. The math doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. And you know, we have called him on that consistently, and he just keeps saying the same thing. It sounds good. It sounds like, okay, I'm going to reduce everybody's taxes, and then somehow the economy is just going to start growing, and the coffers will get filled back up. That's not how it works. And the fact that he isn't interested in investing in education and making college affordable, that takes an investment from the federal government to help prime
right.
that pump, and that's not something he wants to do. And he has had a long track record being consistent with those policies. And then he picked a running mate, Steve, whose budget that is available, where you can actually see what he does, believing in a voucher system for Medicare. What's that
right.
going to do for our senior citizens? What if we have another economic meltdown and you voucherize Medicare? Senior citizens don't want that. That's not what they deserve when they are elderly and they need a medical system that's going to be there for them. So on a whole host of issues, I think last night demonstrated this very clear choice we have. And I
Absolutely.
Think, you know, and we're looking forward to the foreign policy debate. You saw a little bit of it last night, and I think what the president said very clearly is that as our commander-in-chief and president, it is inappropriate to politicize in the middle of an incident where we are losing our ambassador and his colleagues, to try to turn that into a political issue.
Right.
That's not becoming of a president of the United
no.
States of America.
No, no. Well, Ms. Jarrett, thank you so much this morning. It's been very, very enlightening and helpful and very, very reassuring also. And give the First Lady and the President our support and tell them that they have ours 100%. We'll be at the polls on November
6th. Well,
that's
the other thing, Steve. As we close, everybody in your listening audience, please vote. It is going to be a close race, and that means that every single vote counts. If you can early vote, do that. Don't wait till the last minute because things come up. So please, please exercise that such important right to vote, and for not just for you, but for your children and your grandchildren.
Absolutely. Ms. Jarrett, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Steve. You take care.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.